Get in.
All right, it's time for Dan Learns to Drive because it's a Wednesday. Learn to drive with 5FM and the Suzuki Espresso, a budget-friendly combination of driving, fun, and adventure. So I've been learning so much about how people are driving through driving, or at least attempting to. And this latest edition of Dan Learns to Drive, go check it out on the 5FM app. The video is, Dale cut it as a horror movie. Was it really a horror movie experience watching me parallel park in 3.7? Surely not a horror movie.
A thriller?
You did not seem thrilled on the day. at all.
Dan, it was... I mean, I still can't think which part of the parking process was the worst. I mean, you really struggled. I mean, eventually you got better.
Yes.
But
no, I paralleled.
It took a lot from us as well.
I know, we were fighting, we were trying to get there.
But we were fighting for our lives,
I
just
know,
to be clear.
But you're here, and so I feel proud of the work that I've done. But I've heard rumors, please let me know on the WhatsApp line if this is true, I've heard rumors from other people at this very station, on this on-air staff, that some people, after getting their drivers, just never parallel park again. Maybe even some people on this team, who will remain unnamed, technically. But apparently some people just opt out of parallel parking for the rest of their driving lives. Is that really a thing? You guys can speak in the third person.
Well, I mean, it does take a little bit of time. So I'm always in a rush, which means I never get time to parallel park.
Do some people literally opt out of parallel parking?
I've also heard that some people do it. I'm not saying I do it, but some people
just never do it. Do you really get away with never parallel parking? And if you do, tell me how. Let me know on the WhatsApp line, because that sounds like, why am I doing it for the test then? Like, what is going on?
Let's do this. We are back, Dean and Dan. Dean teaching Dan how to learn to drive. We are in the yard and we are parallel parking now. Dean, I'm stressed. So what to do is, you can see the cones,
yes.
The orange cones.
Yes.
We are going to reverse into that.
I'm a bit nervous. You know, parallel parking is the difficult one. Well, this is just my opinion. I think he's starting to get a little bit more confident, just a tiny little bit. I think he's got it a little bit easier because he's got the reverse camera. So if I was in the car, I'd make sure that there's a cloth over that screen so that he's not looking into it.
To whack or to get a parallel parking right is the way you come in is the way that you should go out.
Totally.
Can you get out of my parking spot, please?
No, you're not supposed to be reversing each
other. We are your cones.
We are pedestrians.
Did you see what I did to the last cones? It could be your shins, guys.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Release the handbrake. There we go. Just like that. Let's keep it like that. Let's turn to that way. A little bit to the other way, to the left. Oh, no.
I only knocked over a few cones.
Luckily, we can do this again and it's not a car. Well, I mean, I can just keep going, right? Like, I'm nearly there. 100%.
You need to be careful as well because he's a dangerous man.
He missed the parking spot entirely.
And reverse.
The cone?
Yeah!
Which one?
Drove over another one.
Look, they're no longer cones, they're pancakes. Yeah, they're flat.
But I would like to point out that that cone is not knocked over.
And it was in your way.
That cone is not knocked over.
Turn more. So much.
Yeah, turn up more.
Ooh,
there we go.
So
full
much.
Up. Full lock.
So much.
Full lock. No.
Or full lock.
Full lock.
Nice.
Just like that. That's good. That's good. Keep it going. And stop.
People of Earth, can you believe it? I absolutely murdered that parallel parking. I also murdered three cones. Holly said it was four. Just three cones, which is totally fine. Dean, you're a legend, mate. You walked me through that beautifully. And now you're going to walk me through three-point turns.
So what you have to do a three-point turn is obviously you're going to turn the steering wheel in three different directions. So you want to take note especially in a parking lot, that your rear wheels take a shorter route around the turn. So right. You want to be careful of the car on your left hand side.
Now it's going to happen.
Don't do it. Oh.
Is that
keep
far
coming.
Enough?
Keep coming. Alrighty, stop there.
Stop.
There we go. Turn the steering wheel the other way just a little bit. Turn more this way. There we go. Just like that. Stop there.
That was very, very close.
Why are you taking so long?
I'm turning three times. Marley,
again?
Stop it.
Stop stalling. They're going to fail.
Remember
you.
Remember what I said. No pressure.
Massive success. I think it is safe to say that nobody has ever done a three-point turn with only 3 points that fast or that flawless. Total miracle day in the yard, thanks to Dean and Suzuki and this beautiful little espresso over here, espresso that we call Ed Sterren. I can now literally steer through a three-point turn and I can parallel park, and we are getting closer and closer to Dan, not only learning to drive, but getting that driver's people. Yes, indeed. Learn to drive with 5FM and the Suzuki Espresso. It'll be back next week, and visit 5FM and 5FM.co.za and the 5FM app to watch the full episode because it was traumatic. I must say, Mudley, when you chirped, why am I going so slowly? And I immediately stalled. Wasn't a huge I appreciate you moment.
Well, remember, there's a lot of distractions out on the road. You need to be able to tune all the distractions out. That was my tactic. I'm actually helping you, Dan.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. If you see a Suzuki Espresso on the streets of South Africa, chirp me as hard as you can, because it's good for me, apparently. Hey!